is Roxy Lewridge. It is December 13th of the year. I'm recording these notes because I have just lost all my written lab notes in a fire at my laboratory, and I want to make sure I put this into a more permanent form before I forget. Earlier today, I made a most remarkable discovery. I've been trying for the past year to create a photographic process that would create images that move. Not in the usual way, by having multiple still frames being moved mechanically so quickly as to get the illusion of movement, but rather movement in a single frame itself. I developed the theory behind the process a year ago, and it has taken me this long of gradual, very slow progress before I began to see my work come to fruition. And today it all culminated in one beautiful frame of my dog Corlin chewing a bone. It was less than a second long, but it moved. His ears twitched a little, and his lips quivered over the bone between his teeth. It was such a stupendous moment. But I had forgotten the chemical mixture I had left on the flame, waiting for it to reach exactly the right temperature before adding a fourth crucial ingredient, and it got too hot and burst, spilling over the other compounds on the table and erupting into flames I could not control. After trying desperately to strangle the fire with Corlin's blanket, I gave up the fight and grabbed him along with my camera and rushed out of the lab. My notebook was already engulfed and could not be salvaged. All I could do then was stand outside and watch as the fire hoses doused my laboratory, my film, and my year of experiments. But I'm resolved to record here as much as I can remember, so as to start again as soon as I can find a benefactor to help me finance the rebuilding of my lab. I have come to the conclusion that 5 ingredients are needed to process the celluloid in the correct way, each in precise amounts. I cannot recall, however, the exact amounts I used today to achieve the successful result. I can only give approximations. For the first ingredient, which is